取钱。
Thank you very much. I'm going to go straight on the item number 4, which is the consideration and adoption of the report of the Portfolio Committee on Budget Vote 41, revised strategic plan and APP. So it should be corrected like that, revised strategic plan and APP of water and sanitation and its entities. You can correct the agenda. It's a revised strategic plan and APP, not revised APP.
Okay.
I'm going to invite the content advisor to lead us into the in presenting the report, Sherry.
Good morning, Chairperson, members and colleagues. I will fly the report now. Sorry about the delay. Is the report visible? I take it as a yes, the report is visible. Draft report of the
report. Yes, it's visible. It's visible.
Thank you. Draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation and Budget Vote 41, Strategic Plan and Annual Performance Plan of the Department of Water and Sanitation and Entities. The Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation, herein after the Portfolio Committee, met with the Department of Water and Sanitation, the Department and Entities, Water Research Committee, TTGA, Breda Forests and Inkomati Usutu Catchment Management Agency, undertaking work on its behalf on the 11th and 14th May to receive Basic and Budget Vote 41, Strategic Plan and Annual Performance Plan, and reports as follows. The background to the formulation of strategic plans and annual performance plans by the department are underpinned by constitutional provisions, the Public Finance Management Act, the outcomes-based approach led by the Presidency, medium-term strategic framework, NDP, National Treasury Regulations, guidelines and frameworks. With respect to sector-specific pieces of legislation such as the National Water Act, Water Services Act, Water Research Act, and the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, which provides the basis for drafting of budget votes, strategic plans, and annual performance plans of respective of the Department of Water and Sanitation and Entities. The outcomes-oriented monitoring and evaluation approach emphasizes how departments and entities execute government-wide strategic outcomes within strategic and annual performance plans. The medium-term strategic plans and annual performance plans play a constructive role in clarifying the relationship between broader policies and programs and departmental or institutional budgets. An institution's strategic plan indicates the components of other medium to long-term policies and plans to be implemented over 5 years. Annual performance plans are tools to assist departments and entities to prioritize and plan the progressive implementation of the legislative mandate, policies, and programs. In the introduction, it just restates what is already stated in the background with regard to the legislation underpinning the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation. On the financial aspects of the Department of Water and Sanitation, it operates two financial accounts, the main account and the water trading entity. The main account is funded from the fiscus, Boat 41, and the water trading entity account mainly receives voted amounts from the main account toward implementing infrastructure and generating revenue through bulk water sales. The Department of Water and Sanitation delineates its expenditure from its previous four programs to three programs in the financial year under review, that of administration, water resources management, and water services management. The alignment of government outcomes to define departmental outcomes, the importance of water as a catalyst for economic growth, alleviating poverty and addressing inequities, to fulfill the developmental agenda set for South Africa has found meaning in many initiatives of respective departments and entities. The management of national water resources contributes towards achieving South Africa's growth, development and socioeconomic priorities equitably and sustainably, and supports the achievement and attainment of an inclusive, sustainable and equitable economy. Overcoming poverty and inequality in South Africa demands improvements in water resources management and sanitation services enhancement. In response to the imperatives set by the government in the National Development Plan, National Water Act, two of the seven priorities as adopted by the government for the 2019-24 administration address the importance of secure and equitable access to water and sanitation as catalysts for socioeconomic development and ensuring the right of access to sufficient food and water. Priority two, economic transformation and job creation, and priority five, spatial integration, human settlements and local government are key priorities influencing the Department of Water and Sanitation and entity. I just want to highlight that the table, I'm not going to go through all of that, but on the left-hand side of the table, it gives the outcomes, the national priority outcomes, and what the department intends to do in terms of contribution to GDP growth by increasing infrastructure investment by both public and private sector. On the right-hand side of the table, you will find that the five-year indicators or outcomes are listed in that table. Then a summary of water and sanitation national priorities for 2019-24 aligned to program targets. Over the medium term, the department will focus on regulating and managing water resources and providing integrated and sustainable water service management, infrastructure planning and development. The national priorities for the water and sanitation sector identified in the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan focus on water and sanitation management and improving water quality on water and sanitation management. The intention is to reduce water demand and increase supply, protect and restore ecological infrastructure, improve raw water quality, regulate water and sanitation, manage effective water and sanitation services, and redistribute water and sanitation services. On improving raw water quality, the department intends to manage data and information, create effective and efficient institutions, enhance strategic water partnerships, amend legislation, ensure financial sustainability, enhance strategic water partnerships, and build human capacity for action. To attain the broad objectives related to water resources management and water services management, the department identified the following objectives within each of its programs, summarized as follows. I'm not going to go through the outcomes over 5 years, but for program three, water resources management, there's a bullet, all the bullets effectively give guidance to the committee on the department's intention and targets by 2024. On Program 3, the Water Services Management, same thing, the objectives over the medium term to achieve outcomes over 5 years comprise the following. The two bullet points highlight what the department intends to do over the 5 years. The revisions to the strategic plan. The department highlighted in this presentation that due to budget constraints and the impact of COVID-19, the following revisions were made to the strategic plan. Revised indicator of 5 on annual municipal strategic self-assessment reports on Water Services Authority's performance in providing water and sanitation services. Revised indicator of 396 on an average number of water users in various sectors monitored for compliance with water use licenses per year. The budget allocations over the medium term, the department will focus on regulating and managing water resources and providing integrated and sustainable water services management, infrastructure planning and development. Expenditure is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 2% from 17 billion in 2021 to 18 billion in 2023. Cabinet approved reductions in the department's baseline amounting to 1.3 billion over the medium term expenditure framework period, mainly on the compensation of employees, which is expected to decrease at an annual average rate of 2.3% from 1.9 billion in 2021 to 1.7 billion in 2023-24. The table below provides an overview of expenditure over the medium term. For the 21-22 period, the department has allocated 16.9 billion. For 2022-23, 17.4 billion. For 2023-24, 18 billion. And then the breakdown of the economic classification. With regard to transfers and subsidies, this accounts for 54.5% or 28.6 billion of the department's expenditure, increasing at an annual average rate of 3% from 8.8 billion in 2021 to 9.9 billion in 2023-24. The remaining expenditure over the same period is in payments for capital assets, 13.2 billion, and goods and services, 5.2 billion. This gives a breakdown of the three programs. Program one, administration. As I said earlier on, the department has decreased its programs from 4 to 3. The first new program is administration. The purpose of this program is to provide strategic leadership, management, and support services to the department. This program also develops and promotes international relations and water resources management with neighboring countries. This program is allocated 11.5% of the overall department budget, translating to 1.95 billion in the 21-22 financial year. Once again, table below provides an overview of the targeted outputs for this program for the 21-22 financial year. So you'll see the outcomes identified by the department, the outputs, the output indicator, and what they hope to achieve in 21-22. On the next program, Program 2, Water Resources Management, the purpose of this program is to ensure that the country's water resources are protected, used, developed, conserved, managed, and controlled sustainably for the benefit of all people and the environment. This is done by creating a knowledge base and implementing effective policies, procedures, and integrated planning strategies for water resources. This program, which constitutes 20.9% of the overall departmental budget, is allocated 3.53 billion in the 21-22 financial year, up from 3.37 in 2021. As stated earlier, the table below provides an overview of the targeted outputs for this program for the 21-22 financial year. That's the yearly target. Program 3, the Water Services Management. This program aims to develop, rehabilitate, and refurbish the water resources and water services infrastructure to meet the social social, economic, and environmental needs of South Africa. This is a priority program of the department, as it receives the highest allocation of the entire departmental budget. Briefly, this program receives 11.5 billion in the 21-22 financial year, which constitutes 67.5% of the overall departmental budget. However, this program reflects a nominal decrease of 34 million compared to the 2021 financial year. As stated earlier, the table below provides an overview of the target outputs for this program for the 21-22 financial year. I had to bring in the notes on the water trading entity, because as written previously, the department has two accounts. One is the main account that we just went through, and then the notes on the water trading entity and regional bulk and water services infrastructure grant. The water trading entity was established in 1983 and was converted into a trading entity in terms of the Public Finance Management Act 1999 in 2008. The entity's primary role is to manage water infrastructure resources and sell raw water. Over the medium term, the entity will continue to focus on maintaining existing water resource infrastructure, supporting the long-term sustainability of water resources, and supplying bulk water to strategic users, such as large industrial companies, to stimulate and support economic development. For the water trading entity, the expenditure is expected to increase at an annual average rate of 6.7% from 14.1 billion in 2020 to 17.2 billion in 2023-24. This is mainly driven by the entity continuing with constructing the Makolo Crocodile River water augmentation project, raising the Zanine and Hazelmere dams, and the Mkloti River development project. Revenue is expected to increase at an annual average rate of 7.7 from 16.2 billion in 2021 to 20.2 billion in 2023-24. Revenue funds the TCTA for financing debt repayment for raw water infrastructure constructed by the authority on behalf of the water trading entity. Revenue from the sale of raw water constitutes 47.7 billion over the same period. Transfer from the department is expected to amount to 7.3 billion over the MTEF period. The select performance indicators in respect of the water trading entity for the 21-22 financial year relate to the following. The number of days for the collection of outstanding debt per year, 100 days. Percentage of total maintenance budget spent on asset refurbishment and betterment against budget per year, 100%. The number of raw water projects completed per year, 1. Percentage of water users validated within catchment management areas per year, 100%. The number of rivers where the monitoring program has been implemented per year, 71%. Percentage planned maintenance projects completed per year as per the approved asset management plan, 80%. Percentage of unscheduled maintenance projects completed per year as a proportion of planned maintenance projects, approximately 20%. And the number of dam safety rehabilitation projects completed per year is 6. Overview of the 21-22 Regional Bulk and Water Services Infrastructure Grant. For the 21-22 financial year, the total provincial allocations of the direct and indirect grant associated with the Regional Bulk Infrastructure Grant and Water Services Infrastructure Grant comprised the following. For Eastern Cape, the RB, here we're talking about the direct and indirect. I just took the total amount for each of the provinces. The Eastern Cape, 833.5 million, Free State, 1.1 billion, 14, 437 million, KwaZulu-Natal, 238 million, Limpopo, 1 billion, Mpumalanga, 743 million, Northern Cape, 155 million, Northwest, 800, and Western Cape, 27. On the Water Services Infrastructure Grant, the Eastern Cape is allocated 572 million, Free State, 7 billion, Gauteng 206 million, KwaZulu-Natal 897 billion, Limpopo 603, Mpumalanga 721, Northern Cape 284, Northwood 516, and Western Cape 129 million. Overview of the plans and budgets of entities supporting the work of the department, the catchment management agencies. The information in the first paragraph provides an overview of the establishment of the catchment management agencies in terms of National Water Water Act 1998. The agency plays an essential role in protecting, using, developing, conserving, managing, and cooperatively controlling water resources within the boundaries of the Greater Gauteng catchment area. Over the medium term, the agency's strategic objective is to continue providing water resource management activities to support economic development and social well-being. To achieve this, the agency will continue conserving and maintaining ecosystems, promoting tourism, and encouraging residential developments within its water management area. On the expenditure component of the work of the Greener Forests, the expenditure is expected to increase at an average rate of 9.9% from 68.3 million in 2021 to 77.7 million in 21-22 to 90.7 million in 23-24. This is primarily due to spending on compensation of employees, which increased at an average rate of 10.4% from 44.8 million in 2021 to 60.3 million in 2023-24. The agency derives its revenue mainly through water resource management charges collected by the department and transferred to the agency. The income margin was sued to catchment management agency. I won't go to the role, but it's similar to the Greater Gauteng. The expenditure for the Inkomati Usutu Catchment Management Agency is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 5% from 156.8 million in 2021, 165.9 million in 21-22, to 183.5 million in 23-24. Transfers from the department account for 68.7% of the agency's revenue, while the remainder is derived from water use license fees. On the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, the establishment in line with the National Water Act, the responsibility of TCTA is to finance and implement the development of bulk raw water infrastructure and providing treasury management services to the Department of Water and Sanitation. The authority plays a vital role in providing financial advisory services such as structuring and raising project finance, managing debt and setting tariffs, project implementation services, and other technical support to the Department of Water and Sanitation. Over the medium term, the authority will continue planning and implementing Phase 2 of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, Phase 2 of the Mokolo Crocodile River Augmentation Project, and providing a short-term solution to acid mine drainage in Gauteng. Expenditure is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 29.9% from 3.7 billion in 2021 to 8.2 billion in 2023-24. Mainly due to the escalation of construction activities. The authority's main cost drivers remain planning and implementation to increase water supply in the Vaal River system through Phase 2 of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, providing a short-term treatment solution to acid mine drainage in Gauteng, and Phase 2A of the Mokolo Crocodile River Water Augmentation Project. Revenue is expected to increase at an average rate of 38.9% from 3.6 billion in 2021 to 9.7 billion in 2023-24, mainly driven by management fees claimed from the water trading entity. The planned activities for the 21-22 financial year for the TCTA is highlighted in the table below. So that can be a useful oversight tool for members as well. overview of risks for TCTA as a public entity. TCTA identified the following risks as a public entity to challenges posed. To raise funding requires guarantees from National Treasury to pay the recurring debt for major water projects, reduce funders' appetite for lending to SOEs and generally tight lending conditions, debt management within municipalities' ability to pay water tariffs, ensuring that tanks are affordable and sustainable, to ensure the viability of water sector institutions, tighter conditions of regulatory approval for borrowings, reduced flexibility to deal with unforeseen liquidity challenges, project implementation, delays in environmental authorizations by the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, and challenges in agreeing on funding models with project beneficiaries and obtaining the commitment to sign off-take agreements contribute to delays in raising funding. Directed projects on hold, phase 2B of the Olifants River Water Resources Development Project. TCTA is waiting for the department to decide on an alternative funding strategy proposed by TCTA in collaboration with the Development Bank of South Africa. Asset mine drainage long-term solutions. TCTA has requested the minister to suspend the directive following the department's decision to review technical solution options for the project. On the CREO project, the director requires TCTA to assist the department with project management and procurement of long-term items. TCTA is still awaiting the transfer of funds from the department for this project to be completed. The Underwater Research Commission, once again, was established in terms of the Water Research Act 1971. It is mandated to research the water sector by determining needs and priorities for research. Promoting coordination, cooperation, and communication in the area of water research development. Third, and improve understanding within the water sector. Expenditure for the WRC is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 7.3% from 320 million in 2021 to 396 million in 2023-24. Spending on research and development and innovation and impact account for 53.6% of the commissioner's work. Expenditure over the medium term. Revenue is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 7.3% from 320 million in 2021 to 396 million in 2020. Revenue is mainly derived from the water research levy, which accounts for 81.9% of the commission's revenue over the medium term. The table once again below highlights the planned activities for the 21-22 financial year by the Water Research Committee. Commission. I won't go into detail with that. On the observations and recommendations, sorry, I'll take a sip of water first. Observations and recommendations, 6.1, the Department of Water and Sanitation. 6.1.1 to National Master Plan. On the above issue of alignment of provincial and local water master plans to the National Master Plan, the municipalities and district municipalities have a legal obligation under the Water Services Act to submit these to the department. The role of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in this process is also crucial. The recommendation aligned to that statement. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister for the Department and entities provide quarterly briefings on the number of provinces and local municipalities that abide by the provisions of the Water Services Act in submitting provincial and local water plans. With regard to the establishment of an independent economic regulator for water services, the critics of water tariff determinations by the Department of Water and Sanitation, water boards and municipalities have for many years argued that the current ad hoc approach by water institutions on tariff determinations is unsustainable. The South African Local Government Association, SALGA in particular, has come out strongly in favor of an independent economic regulator to regulate all aspects of tariffs across the entire water value chain. SALGA submitted that the lack of transparency or accountability in the department determining bulk raw water charges with no consultation results in the oversight role of the department being regarded as a referee and player. The department fixes tariffs for raw water charges to water boards and other industry players, while at the same time overseeing and guiding the water boards in determining water tariffs. SALGA further argued that it was in the country's best interest to establish an independent economic regulator, ensuring fair, transparent, and accountable processes. The government has supported establishing an independent water regulator to regulate tariffs, standards, and performance in the water services sector, and the idea has been mooted for many years. The establishment of an independent economic regulator for water services has been on the departmental strategic plan and annual plan and an annual performance plan for many years. The department's 21-22 annual performance plan highlights the phased approach to establishing an independent regulator. At the Joint Portfolio Committee meeting on 28 July 2020, the Acting Director General explained the process to be undertaken. The department was looking at incubating an independent water regulator for establishing it, as had been done with the settlements on water. It would start working on the regulatory aspects and report to the minister so as to not remain the referee and player. Members of the Joint Portfolio Committee meeting expressed their frustration at the slow pace of managing the Department of Water and Sanitation process, particularly given the department's weaknesses found in the regulatory unit. Could someone please admit the people the lack of political will in finalizing and amending the National Water Act and the Water Services Act to improve governance of the process of setting water tariffs will be fundamental to institute a deadlock mechanism and improve the consultation process by, in particular, providing an opportunity for Parliament to participate earlier in the process. On this issue, members of the Portfolio Committee noted that if South Africa moved toward an independent economic regulator for water services, questions need to be raised around how the regulatory authority determines the appropriate price level, determination and level of appropriate investments, and type of institutional governance model to determine price levels and investments. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister through the Department entities provide the scope of work with reasonable and defined times for incubation, 3 months as per the Portfolio Committee submission at 2 hearings on the 2nd of June 2020 and 28th of July 2020 on establishing the independent economic regulator of water services in South Africa. The details of departmental submission should include how it would extend the scope to both water and sanitation, bulk and retail water and sanitation, including fit and team water services to households, commerce, institutions and industry, regulation of water services in the municipal context with specific focus on pricing and investments and not only on price structures. The establishment of National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency, the 2021 State of the Nation Address, reiterated the urgency of establishing a National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency, which was mooted for a number of years. The agency will place under single management, development and operational systems that are crucial for the country's water resources security, as well as building new water resources infrastructure, operating existing dams and maintaining transmission canals and pipelines currently undertaken by the Department of Water and Sanitation and the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority. In this regard, the Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister through the Department and entities provide the modalities, scope of work and time frames to establish the agency within 6 months. The revisions in the 21-22 budget structure from 4 to 3 programs in the current year. Members of the Portfolio Committee required more information on the realignment of the budget structure to improve internal controls and efficiencies to achieving delivery of water services within the entire water value chain, which in its previous form did not support the management of the implementation of the mandated water resource and water supply and sanitation service functions in the country. In this regard, the Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister through the Department as per ministerial instructions on July 2019 provide details on its revised functional and budget organization structure with specific information on the delivery, on the development of the service delivery model, mapping of business projects, standard operating procedures, service standards, a concise delivery charter, and the service delivery improvement plan highlighted in the revised strategic plan. The lengthy administration processing of license was another issue raised by members who requested concrete time frames of presidential pronouncement on 1st April 21 of reducing the process of finalizing and issuing water licenses from 300 days to 90 days. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister provide progress report every quarter on systems to fast track the processing of license. Achievement of targets versus 100% spend of budget. Members complained the department needed to progressively work on ensuring that the weaknesses in the attainment of targets, but that budget spend of 100%, which are inconsistent and therefore should be continuously assessed. Members further pointed out that the financial recovery plan had achieved certain milestones, but the department still faced weaknesses in mitigating fruitless and wasteful expenditure. But the Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister provide progress reports every quarter on checks and balances within the internal control unit to mitigate risks associated with non-attainment of targets and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. On the incorporation of accruals and payables and nature of litigation cases in the department and entities, members required clarity on whether the payment of past accruals and payables were highlighted in Budget Vote 41 and the number and nature of litigation cases in the department and entities. Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister provide quarterly progress reports on accruals and payments and reduce these in each financial year. Details of litigations per annum should be made available to the Portfolio Committee. Verifications in allocation of the RBIG and WISIC to respective provinces, specifically Western Cape. Members required more information on the low allocation of the two grants to the Western Cape, although the department provided an explanation on the previously historically disadvantaged areas being prioritized. Members were concerned that business plans submitted to the department did not seriously address the needs and requirements of small and rural municipalities. In this regard, the committee recommends that the department and entities analyze the submitted business plans and quantify municipalities in all provinces that do not factor RBIG and WISIC grants for small and rural municipalities. Disaggregating data from business plans will provide a more realistic picture of current and future needs in rural and small areas. Appointment of key personnel, that of the Director General and CFO, over the last 5 years to date, it was unacceptable. The department has not seen the urgency of appointing the Director General and CFO to these positions. The lack of continuity of the department's work, specifically on service delivery, is particularly affected if there are no if there are continuous acting positions of crucial positions in the department. The explanation provided by the deputy minister, and the minister being the only one to determine when and whom to place in this position, is cause for concern. Portfolio committee recommends that the minister prioritise the filling of key positions within 6 months of in the TC. Amendments to the relevant pieces of water legislation, the National Water Act, Water Services Act and Water Research Act within a specific time frame. The National Water Act 1998 is the prime legal tool dealing with protection, conservation, development and management of water resources within South Africa. The Water Services Act 1997 was enacted in 1997, giving meaning to the local government's constitutional provisions for ensuring service provision. The Water Research Act was promulgated in 1971 and amended in 1998. While the National Water Act provides for the progressive realization of the rights to access sufficient water, there is a need to review it to ensure that there is equity in the allocation of water. Water management is improved and the regulatory processes are streamlined. There is a need to review and update the Water Services Act to align it with the strategic framework of water services, the significantly revised local government legislation which came into effect after this act, including the Municipal Systems Act 2000. Members of the Portfolio Committee maintained that the delay in amending the policy these pieces of legislation impact on the work of the department specifically to the following. The Water Allocation Reform Program has been lagging, and this result in redress and equity not effectively achieved. The establishment of water management institutions have been delayed. The issuing of water use authorizations has been a long and complex process, as delegations to pro-catchment management agencies have not been completed. Recognition of the importance of water user associations due to a lack of transformation of irrigation boards and the enforcement of the National Water Act is also weakened in that it does not specify the penalty to people or government entities that pollute water resources. It is important for the department to address all the challenges concerning implementing water legislation to ensure that the objectives of reform, decentralization, and service delivery are achieved through proper consultation with internal and external stakeholders. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the minister through the department and entities urgently identify the areas, sections in the water legislation that need to be reviewed, analyze the effects of the intended proposed review, and formulate a policy document that will stipulate what the department intends to achieve by reviewing the legislation. Portfolio Committee expects a progress report within 3 months. Investigation into the construction of illegal dams, which compromise water provision to downstream users. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the minister to the department and entities through GIS software and satellite imagery identify verified water bodies to ascertain if the water use right is legal or not. If the user is in contravention of the National Water Act, the charges against the transgressor must be enforced. A progress report on the number of unverified water bodies contributing to the National Water Act and action taken must be submitted to the Portfolio Committee within 1 month of this report being
APC.
Infrastructure development in the country with a specific focus on Mzumvubu Dam, members of the Portfolio Committee raised serious questions about the slow pace of the construction of the Mzumvubu Dam and required more details on the stages of the project to date. Portfolio Committee recommends that progress reports be provided on the different stages of work on the Imzumvu Dam every winter. This functional wastewater treatment works and water supply works, leading to pollution. Members of the Portfolio Committee reiterated the previous instruction to the department and entities that the deteriorating state of municipal wastewater and sewage treatment management in South Africa contributes significantly to pollution problems and exacerbates environmental and health problems. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister, working together with all three spheres of government and optimally using the parameters of the district development model, work out short, medium and long-term solutions to facilitate the progress of the major crisis. On the Water Research Commission, one critical point that was raised was the exorbitant cost of chemicals imported by suppliers. The members of the Portfolio Committee observed that the exorbitant cost of chemicals imported by suppliers and bought by water boards entities require critical engagement by the department, more research by the Water Research Committee, the Commission, and other stakeholders in manufacturing locally made chemicals. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister, through the department and entities, work out strategies with respective departments, such as trade and industry, to ensure the development of chemicals or improve water quality in South Africa. On the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, we needed a progress report on remedial actions by TCGA of audit findings on the Lesotho Highlands Water Project. Members of the Portfolio Committee post question the role of the Lesotho Highlands Water Authority, the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission, and TCGA on the implementation of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, as there appears to be confusion on budget and governance structures and interpretation of treaty provisions. Members also asked the basis for TCG and the department not playing a more significant role during the oversight visit by the Portfolio Committee of Lesotho to the 7th May 21. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister through the department and entities provide further briefings on the treaty provisions and roles of respective stakeholders on
the project.
Now I just want to add here the audit findings. And I will include it in the recommendations as well. On the catchment management agencies, the common concerns raised to agencies, members posed general questions to the two catchment management agencies on the value add that agencies provide to the department is assisting with validation and verification in the catchment areas, challenges posed for the slow pace of issuing of water licenses, risks envisaged by the agencies in future sustainability operations and transformation of irrigation board to water user associations as per the provisions of the National Water Act. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister provide a progress report with timeframes on challenges of transforming irrigation boards to water user associations. I thank you, members and colleagues. Report to be considered.
Thank you very much, Sherine. It was a marathon of the report. Honorable members, can I get any indication of members who want to speak on the report? I don't see any. So, Honorable Butas Seki, and then Honorable Mashego.
Thank you, Chair. There is nothing to report. It's welcome. Just a few points on my side. Firstly, maybe, Chair, we should not talk about our visit and recommendations, because under your leadership, we are still going to formulate a report from Lesotho. I think the second item from the last, where Sharon is saying we want the minister to provide us with a treaty and some information. I think that must be removed until we get a report. In relation to two things, Sharon, that you have mentioned, over the medium term, hi there, you said employees benefits will be reduced over the medium term by a certain percentage. What will be the cost of that reduction? Because of curtailing number of employees or deploying different employees somewhere, what will be the reason? The other point, I think, is just above 3.1. It was an area where you mentioned there will be a lower demand of water. And then I can't understand what will cause the low or a lesser demand of water, because at all times, especially when you look at the population growth, doing away with pit latrines, there will always be increase in water. I'm not sure what informs that statement there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Becky. Honorable Mashego.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to everybody. Now, I think we should be, Sharon, trying to minimize the voluminous part of the report. The good thing is that it's voluminous because you started by giving us the body politics, which sometimes is necessary for us to come to understand this outcome-based resolutions that you are now giving us, which is what we think that we need to have, to know, and therefore resolve, know to resolve. I'm sure that's very important, because then it becomes a little bit progressive in moving forward. But the body report that where you started is too long a bit. I don't know, it is contradictory. It is necessary because it helps, but it also is voluminous in size. I don't have a proper recommendation to can make as to how to minimize it, because it gives space for us to get to understand where we are coming from. And it is up to us getting to the outcome-based resolution. Voluminous as it might be. I just really want to just say, minimize, because I'm making a better formulation of what's that I need to be happening. The second point, Chair, I agree with in the recommendations. I'm sure we need to move, but we need to, in that independent regulator that we say it was incorporated as per the resolution. Remember, and I think the report also speaks to that it was an undertaking we made as a department, as Department of Water and Sanitation, in a joint meeting of ourselves, COPSTA and SAWAGA, that we have, the demand was that we need to create an incubator. Not an incubator, but create an independent regulator. The department has said, instead, in the meantime, because the creation might take long, they think they will incubate it as it happens. That incubation, no, where I think there is a misread there, when you say, even if that is done, it demand that which is written in the report, that no, we want it to be done, and when the report within 6 months thereof, where are we? Because we need to, we could not have made the Coxer and Sam that you have agreed with us that you are going to incubate. And finally, we come and plan as if it is business as usual. It must change. The second point, Chair, is the issue on the to emphasize this point, that chemicals that we are going to use in water, it must be made in South Africa, and we need to see that progress made. And I did not see what was the recommendation. I'm sure the recommendation should be that you need to get a report quarterly. That's where we are, because it does not speak to that in the report. The issue of the need to appoint both the CG and the CFO. In your report, you start by saying for 5 years now that we do not have that. In order, I think the minister might tell us on Christmas Day if he says that, because she is not 5 years in the department. So, yes, the need for us to speed up the process of the appointment of the DG and the CFO or any other critical position that is not necessarily subjected to the human resource program in terms of additional hearings. We need to appoint people there. But as I'm saying, we need to move away, to move out that part that we say for 5 years we have not appointed, because I'm sure she's only 2 years in office and she might have. She might want to say to us, we are being unfair to her, because we judge her on the 5 year plan when she's not yet 5 years in the office. Otherwise, the body report speaks to what we said we want to see as a department. But we must then say we need to ask. The posture should actually be seen that this is an APP that we are passing. We are confirming the APP, and this APP needs to be passed, and it should actually be understood in that format. That it is not necessary. And I agree with Member Seki that we must move out the issue of the suitorship, because that we have not given the report to those members who are not in the suitorship. They might not understand what you're talking about, because we have not given the report of what is that we saw in the suit and what is that we want to see happening. So let's remove that one. It's not part of the APP or even the budget review. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Mvana. Honorable Mvana.
I'm still here.
The Nation of Water and Eastern Cape, so they are very
welcome. Honorable Mvana.
Is disconnected. She is disconnected, Chair.
Okay. Just to add on what Honorable Mashego has said on the independent regulator or the department called it economic regulator. I think we should emphasize we should indicate that in the meeting agreed with SALGA, COCTA, in the meeting that we held with SALGA and COCTA and ourselves agreed with the proposal of the incubation of independent regulator as the department in the process of establishing the independent regulator, actually note the APP, because it's there in the APP, and the, what worries us is that by the fourth quarter, the department would have still into or be in consultative with the stakeholders. So we should then brought that resolution that we have agreed with COCTA and SALCA that through actually initiative of the acting DG to incubate the independent regulator. And I agree with Mashego that NERSA, even if it's independent, but report to the minister. It's not independent. So what the independency is to be objective in terms of dealing with matters of water in the country. So there is no, even NERSA report to the Minister of Energy, even if they are independent. So it should not be that, as when we say it should be incubated, therefore Minister will continue to be a referee and the player. And then on the and I agree with some of the issues here. Indeed, the minister is second year in the department, and all of us, we acknowledge what he has inherited as a department. But we should indicate the second year of it's second year, not 5 years, because it will not reflect the true reflection. And I agree with that. We give her 6 months to appoint the DG and the CFO. And then on the illegal construction of the dams, yes, I think what we should then say is that we must give a time frame there, that they must be demolished. If they are not, within 6 months, those dams must be demolished, or department must follow the process of demolishing those illegal construction of dams, because they are stopping water to go into the dams, which are supposed to supply other people that in those areas. If we have to reverse the license to those individuals, we should then do that. But the most important thing should be to demolish all the illegal construction of those dams. I thought I must add on that, and then welcome the report.
Can I come in after you? I've raised my hand.
But you have not, my love. Just say,
yeah, I'm using the phone. I thought I've raised the hand because I'm using the phone. I'm not used to this phone. I normally use the laptop. Yeah, I thought my hand is up. But it's just a short one.
Yeah, I'll give you a chance. There is another hand after you, it's you and the Honorable Christ. Can I request those that have spoken lower their hands so that I can see if it's a new hand, then we'll recognize you. Honorable Mashala and the Honorable Christ. Honorable Mashala.
Yeah, but looking at the CCTA report, the way I see it on the system, all those questions regarding the Lesotho Highlands Water Project were raised in the meeting. I don't really understand why we want to remove those things now, because they were raised in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Sushwai.
Thank you, Chair. Just one question, Chair. We've been raising the issue of or accepting the report, Chair, long as it is. I agree with Honorable Mashego that there should be a way, perhaps, that the report could be structured so that it's well understood. There may be issues that are being left behind the way it's written, written as an essay-like. I don't have a clear a guidance on what I'm saying, but I think something would need to be done. The second one, Chair, is the issue that we've been raising about the illegal polluters. The area that we've just raised of illegal dam construction make me to be reminded, because there is no plan that has been submitted to us to address the issue. And the issue is an objective of this department to really control and protect people from health hazards. What is happening about that? Because I think we raised, you know, in our last meeting, and you are not getting anything, which seems to be saying you are implementing it, and as it is now, it's lost in the process. It's lost in the process. I would be comfortable if it is written in this recommendation, because we raised in 2019, 2020, and again this year, nothing is happening. If there's something happening, we should be given, should be privileged to get what is happening. I am intending to propose again that that item should be in this report, and also a clear implementation plan in terms of consequence management that should be done on the illegal polluters. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sushwai. Honorable Mashala, you will remember, even in the meeting, members, Honorable Seki raised the issue that we have to deal with the report of the Lesotho before we can call the department. I even emphasize that, call the department, and for us to understand how the situation is, and then we'll then be able to take resolutions on the issues. So I thought that's how we've summarized that meeting on the when the issues of Lesotho were raised in that previous meeting. We said we needed the report, which will then, as we deal with the report, call the department to come and clarify us on certain issues, members ask questions, and out of that clarity, then we'll take decisions on the issue of the Lesotho. So I think that's how we summarized that meeting in the when we're dealing with the issue of TCTA. So I thought Honorable Zeki is raising it based on that agreement that we have raised in the meeting. So there is Mr. Mashego and Ms. Fai, if there is no any other hand, they've actually
Chairperson, I've raised my hand.
Which one? But
You didn't raise your hand, honorable member.
I did. I don't know what's happening with my gadget, but I did.
Okay. Honorable Mohotu, honorable Rebecca and Sifai, can you take your hand down?
Can I speak, Chairperson?
I thought you said my head is not up last time. It was up like this.
Yeah. Honorable Mokoto.
But it was late, Rebecca, my love.
I was confused because I thought my head is up. Then they said it's not up.
Honorable Mohlala. Honorable Mokoto.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is that, my input is that from the report, it is not indicated how the department is going to assist the municipality of Eguriland to deal effectively and efficiently with the dysfunctional sewer system. And there is also no time frame indicated there. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mokoto. Honorable Sherin, can you go to the first recommendation? Because I thought that is where you have covered, because it's not only Eguriland municipalities. The first recommendation, Honorable Mokoto, says that maybe you can agree. It talks about that the minister through DDM should work with the provinces municipalities. And the municipalities to resolve.
I'll come to that now.
Where is it?
I'm coming.
Can you read it?
Will do, Chief. As you said, we couldn't be specific about the areas.
The problem is not in Eguriland only. It's the issue of wastewater treatment, the issue of spillage is in all nearly in all metros or municipalities, and therefore I think the resolution captured, I thought it captured very well. Yes.
Chairperson, may I read it?
Dysfunctional
wastewater treatment works and water supply works leading to pollution. Members of the Portfolio Committee reiterated the previous instruction to the department and entities that the deteriorating state of municipal wastewater and sewage treatment management in South Africa contributes significantly to pollution problems and exacerbates environmental and health problems. The Portfolio Committee recommends that the Minister through the department and entities working together with all three spheres of government and optimally using the parameters of the district development model, work out short, medium, and long-term solutions to facilitate the progress of this major crisis. Chairperson?
Honorable Mokoto, that's the resolution. Do you think it's not sufficient?
Okay, I do share, but it is too general. It's because the issue of Eguriland is the worst case scenario. It needs urgent attention. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson, To add on that, I don't see, I think Honorable Mukhuti is correct, I don't see the Bonero issue. That storage system that was built on the wetlands, we had recommendations there as well about that. So where is it appearing on the report? Thank you.
But it's not part of the APP, Honorable Mushala. Honorable Mukhuti raised was raised on the one that is raised now. The Barino is part of the what is that? The
petition.
What do you call it? The petition. And in that meeting, the department has agreed to assist Ekurhuleni, and we'll get the feedback on that. We're told that through the SDG, they were given 100 million to deal with that problem. So we can as we finalize the petition, we can then deal with that, because it's not only a decision that we must take as a on the APP should not be on one municipality, because tomorrow it will be Polokwane, tomorrow it will be KZN, tomorrow Gauteng Metro in KZN, tomorrow it's Val. That's why the Val thing is not here, because there is that intervention. So that's why we're saying if we were saying working with COPTA, because this is the municipality's responsibility, by the way. But Minister and the through DDM should actually meet with his counterpart, Minister of COPTA, and with various municipalities to come with short term. Maybe we should specify the short term maybe to specify when do we need that short term? Because if we just say short term, it might maybe with 6 months we must get, for 3 months we should get the short term intervention. The plan that has short term, medium term, and long term.
Do you want the short term 3 months? Two persons?
Put into members that we should maybe put the time frame to say the minister must bring a plan within 3 months that outlines short-term, medium-term, and long-term.
Chair,
Honorable Sikoi?
Chairperson, in agreement with your proposal, I think let's give them 3 months as a short term. I confirm this because surely there is a plan which is not being submitted to us. There's a process that's not being submitted to us. Let's take it that we confirm that 3 months short term, and it should be reported to us in our next meeting. Is it because some of the proposals that you are putting are getting lost on the way, and no implementation in terms of those proposals that you have made? I've been looking for a process where we should not bark without biting. We should get those back to us so that we understand that our oversight is working. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the report?
Chair,
Honorable Seki.
Ask this one. I want to adopt, but there's just one observation. On this authority and agency, pardon my ignorance, are they not the same thing in this economic what is it, Sharon?
Independent regulator.
The regulator and the authority. The regulator and the agency. Are they not the same?
No, it's not the same. The agency is an institution that will deal with infrastructure across the water value chain.
Okay, let me agree. Although I still feel that the two we must further engage on them, but we'll engage them on different platforms. I move, Chair, for the adoption.
Steki move for the adoption with the amendments as put by members. We'll clean it, Sharon, to say it's been before it's tabled on the ATC for debate. Can I get second up?
Vana second, sir.
Vana second.
With the amendment. Yes.
It's like Mutala
Vana
wants to
second.
As well.
Thank you. Okay.
I hear Mutala is like talking on the background to say she seconds.
Chairperson. Yes, the Honorable Mokoto.
EFF abstains from the adoption of the report.
I vote. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Mokoto, for the
adoption.
Yes,
we are finalizing, amending, and putting in the amendments as per the members. Input. I will be calling the members just to clarify certain things before I finalize it for it. And Chair, secondly, if one looks at the minutes of the Portfolio Committee, the issues raised in depth at the meeting are reflected in the minutes. So I think we need to look at both the minutes and the report together.
Honorable Sherid, Sherid, the report has been adopted.
Okay.
Sherid, thank you very much. With the amendment made by members. So can we go into the minutes? Can I request that somebody must mute the mic who can hear the discussion?
It's transport. Don't worry, it's transport.
Okay. page 6. Page 7. Can I get any correction or
I can't get the last pages. I don't know why. They're not reflecting on my side. Because I wanted Chair to correct exactly what Sherin was saying and Mushala was saying around the TCPA. That's how it reflects, how we have amended it in the report now. It's how it should be amended on the minutes. Because we said we are going to wait for the report first. So I just wanted
it's not yet the minutes of that one, Honorable Zengi.
Were they not that one?
This was 11th of May. It's the department engagement.
Okay. Sorry. Because I can't hear them on my side.
All right. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Sishwai Chair moves the adoption of the minutes.
I'll second that.
Honorable Basson, second. Thank you very much. Let's put another set of minutes.
Nice background, Member Person.
I can send you that background.
Amendment or correction of the minutes? None. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
The game moves, Chair. Okay.
The game moves. Can we get the seconder? Can I get the seconder for the minutes, for the adoption of the minutes?
I second, Chairperson.
Honorable Leon, second. Thank you very much. The third set of the minutes. This is the minutes of the 14th of May, 2021. Commission and the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
Yes, Chair. I think I've said it already, Chair. Maybe the capturers will just get it.
Okay. Let's see what the minute says on the east. Page 6. Let's go to page 6. Page 9. Any correction and amendment? I didn't see that issue that Becky was raising. I think we should note it, Sherin. That's how we have resolved the issue of the Lesotho. Any correction, any further correction except the one that was raised by Honorable Seki? I don't see any hands. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes with the amendment that's put by Seki? Or Sekwai? Honorable Sekwai?
Chairperson, I adopt the minutes with some amendments.
Honorable Sekwai moves for the adoption of the minutes with the amendment. Can we get second up?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Mashiro, second. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think that was the last minute. Can we then have the agenda back? Buyogazi? Buyogazi, can we have the agenda back? answer here is only the is your laptop content. For your guys or colleagues.
Yes, Chairperson, I've got a load it now. Is it visible now, Chair?
Yes, that was the end of the agenda, honourable members. But before we close, we have received a request from the department that we're supposed to have a meeting after our debate on the 25th on the tariffs determination for 2021. And the department have requested that we change the date because they are going to be engaged with the media and all those things. They won't be able to be available for that meeting. And we are proposing that we are going to make a request to meet after plenary on Wednesday. If it's fine with members. Deal with the budget of Water Board
in June, because they are June, July, because their term of office, their budget is linked to the municipalities. So that's why we thought it would be important to squeeze that item within this term.
So I agree with you, but I just hate this malicious compliance on us being taken in court. Because we need to be given space to think and apply our mind, and if we could, you still need to be considered more things. Now, if it is at the tail end of it, like you are doing, we have been cowardized by not wanting to speak in time and allowing them space to prepare better. But it's fine. I hear you.
Yes, Honorable Leon.
Yes, I totally agree with Robert. You know, it doesn't really make sense. It's this is just a tick box exercise. You know, then you can rather do it afterwards, because if we don't agree, they will still implement it. It's just a tick box that they want to tick off the box that they took it to the portfolio committee. And you know, so we are just rubber stamping something that we don't agree upon. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Leon. But Honorable Members, let me remind you that we had a meeting, if you remember, where we briefed about the terms for the financial year, when there were some issues that we've raised that we needed clarity, I think, or the meeting was postponed. If I'm not sure, Sharon, can you assist us? Because
Chairperson?
Yes.
Raised previous briefings on the 2021 tariffs. There were supposed to be follow-up, that's one issue, but that was on the 2021 tariffs. And subsequent to the meeting, the minister sent a memo to all the water boards on the 0% tariff. Secondly, I just want to point out that although the tariffs are brought before Parliament, but to date, the Portfolio Committee doesn't have a legislative mandate to approve or not approve the tariffs. So I think that's why when the one recommendation, one issue that was raised about the inclusion of Parliament in the process, but that can only be realized with the amendments to the National Water Act and Water Services Act.
So we need to consider that as well. Yes, after we had a meeting with the recommending to the department that they must implement zero rate tariffs, which the minister agreed with Parliament. It's not always that the minister, even if we don't have legislative powers, the minister will disagree. For now, is that minister would have briefed up. If you remember, the meeting was postponed
many times.
We were supposed to have many times because the whether Parliament ends earlier, very late. The last one I remember, Parliament end up very late, and then we couldn't proceed with the meeting. Uh,
So at that time, the department were ready to brief us. It was Parliament, because we had said that we should not hold the meetings when there is plenaries, and the Parliament ends up very late, honourable members. So there is a proposal from Honourable Leon that we would not change anything, we should hold the meeting even when we did later. It's fine, we can then be briefed later. Or should we proceed with Wednesday meeting? Because that's what should assist us.
I just want to perhaps say, maybe from your office, clarify the issue that you have got no role on the approving of tariffs. I just want to be empowered on that. Because last time we had plus minus 4 or 5 meetings on the issues, and why did we do that when we don't have a role? And the resolution came when the minister was present. Remember, at another time, the minister was not attending our meeting for us to be able to, both of us, the executive and the portfolio, to take a decision. I don't know this issue raised by Sharon, that we had nothing to do on the matter. Perhaps, Chair, maybe you could remember that and assist us to what's that now?
No. Honourable Member, Sharon tried to indicate that in terms of legislation, there's no legislation that says if Parliament can disagree with the minister on the tariffs determination, therefore the voice of Parliament remains. But the minister is accountable to Parliament. The input of Parliament, usually we make our input to the minister because we are public representatives, and therefore even if there is no a legislation that defines that, but minister is accountable to Parliament. That's why when we said that minister, we cannot take a decision, we can only recommend to minister that as we did with the previous zero tariff determination, we said, minister, we believe that COVID has affected our people, therefore we recommend that there should not be an increment into the tariffs. And minister agreed with Parliament. So the issue is the Sharon, what he's saying is that one of the things, as we are going to amend the legislation, we should then be able to give Parliament the authorities to continue to intervene. Because probably if it was another minister, you could have rejected the views of members of Parliament. So Sharon just reminding us to say that there is no legislation that defines that. Therefore, as we are looking at the amendment, members should make sure that this issue is put in the legislation so that Parliament can have a say in determining the tariffs and the
tariff determination processes. So it was just a reminder.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
So we're still on the matter that should we have the meeting or not have the meeting, honourable members? Mr. Basson said will not make any impact. Therefore, let's leave it. Let's leave it. We'll proceed at the other time. Which is not true, because at some point we make input. Minister had we have recommended and we have interviewed.
There is a hand that can't see.
She's crying.
Okay, Miss Cry and Karen and Paul.
Chair, I with your explanation. I tend to agree with Honorable Basson, because as long as we will have our own time to discuss, but I think we, there's the pressure of time of when we do that, and I would imagine that even if we do it before, knowing that it won't have an impact, I would agree with Basson that we do it after.
Okay. All right. The proposal from Basson was seconded. Therefore, the meeting will not take place. Terry, you want to? I see you are raising your hand.
This chairperson, it's not only the tariff determinations at that meeting, but it's also the finalization and consideration of the 2019-20 Water Board's annual reports and financial statements. Even with the tariffs, because it goes through a detailed consultation process and all the information is forwarded to the Parliament in terms of the analysis, not only by SALGA but by National Treasury as well. So, the committee has decided that to hold it over, but I think if we're going to hold over the 2019-20 annual reports and financial statements, we're going to be delaying the forward-looking work of the Water Board, and because at the end of May, the Water Board's tabled their annual performance plans or corporate plans to Parliament. So that will be next on our agenda, but we will still have the 2019-20 annual report and financial plan. Performance plan and financial statements to go.
Cheryl, it was seconded that the meeting would not be there on Cheryl. It's members of the committee who take decisions on their work. Me and you can only alert them.
Chairperson,
they are saying. Who's that?
Honorable Mkhotu.
Yes, the honorable member.
I am suggesting that it would be wise if we meet before chairperson. We should have a meeting.
There is a different view that we should meet. Can I get any seconder from Honorable Mafoto?
I second Memo Hoto.
second member photo. So there are two different views, honourable members. Can I ask the honourable secretary to take the hands down so that we are going to vote if there is no one to.
Can we really vote for this chair? Can you? Because we can't really go for administrative debate like this. Can you just guide us, Chair, from the chairperson's point of view? What is the way possible for us to have this meeting? We'll seek your guidance, Chair. There's no need to vote.
I really don't understand why we don't want to have a meeting. A meeting just to come and debate. We are rejecting to have a meeting. What's wrong with having a meeting? Let's allow the briefing to happen. Let's allow it. What is the problem? What is the problem of just having that meeting and listening?
Honorable, you are out of order. You are out of order. Members have put their views, and there was a counter view. So you don't have to motivate your views because you want the meeting to be held. And members, they've never said that the meeting should not be held. They're saying on Wednesday it should not be held. So, honourable members, because the department would not be able to brief us on the date that we've requested, we'll go back and look at the agenda and try to prioritise this matter.
You said in this meeting that they are available on Wednesday. What is the problem with that Wednesday? Because we are available, we want to have a meeting. If you are not interested, arrange the meeting for us, and I will be there.
Honorable Mushala, you are out of order. Honorable Mushala. It's me who brought the issue of meeting of Wednesday, asking members to agree with that. So you are out of order on your statement. Please. So, honourable members, we will look at the program and then request the write the applications to the whether it's Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, any of the dates, and so that we can get that briefing. So members, because we must not force the members to have the meeting even after the long day of the.
Because they don't want to work. What's wrong with having a meeting? We are sitting home via Zoom now.
Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting on Wednesday will not take place. We'll look at the program and then we'll come back to members. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Jen.
What's up with that?